A recent move by the Trump administration has some environmentalists and some in the solar industry freaking out, and others applauding. The president imposed a tariff on imported solar panels. For State Impact Pennsylvania, 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk takes a closer, more measured look at how the state's solar industry might be affected.
Surrounded by press in the Oval Office, President Donald Trump uncaps a big felt-tip marker to sign this proclamation.
A very important executive action to protect American jobs.
He imposes a 30% tax on solar panels manufactured overseas. This tariff is set to expire in 4 years, and he wants it to send a message to the rest of the world.
Our companies will not be taken advantage of anymore.
By competitors like Chinese manufacturers. See, China's government has subsidized solar manufacturing, making its panels so cheap that American companies found it difficult to compete. So they asked the federal government to impose a tariff on all foreign-made panels to level the playing field. Trump granted their wish.
And our workers are going to have lots of really great jobs with products that are going to be made in the good old USA.
But it's unclear whether those jobs are coming. The tariff could lead to more jobs in manufacturing. It could also result in more expensive solar panels. If that happens, people and energy companies might not be so keen to go solar, and that would hurt jobs in the installation side of the industry. In fact, the nation's leading solar trade group claims the tariff will kill 23,000 jobs. That's roughly a tenth of the industry's workforce. But in Pennsylvania, Ron Celentano with the State Solar Energy Industries Association paints a less dire picture.
We're certainly going to be affected by this, you know, in the state, but I don't think it will be a showstopper. It's not going to just slam the door shut.
See, Pennsylvania doesn't have solar farms with rows and rows of solar panels. Those big, utility-scale installations in places like California operate on tight margins. A slight change in price could break a project. Most solar installations here are small. Think rooftops of homes and buildings. Celentano says those customers are motivated by more than just price.
People are just getting more on board with wanting to do solar.
Because it's clean, emissions-free energy, and they may be open to paying more for it. As for the cost, analysts at Bloomberg expect the tariff will lead to a 3% price increase in residential solar installations. And these projects don't come cheap. Here at the new Forest Hills Municipal Building near Pittsburgh, over 400 solar panels cover the rooftop. Workers from the local solar installer Energy Independent Solutions are finishing up the wiring inside. Hal Saville helped develop this nearly $400,000 system. The panels come from an American-owned company, but they were made in Mexico.
In this case, the tariff isn't going to impact them at all because they were already sold. So that's a good thing. So we're more concerned about what's going to happen going forward.
Whether the tariff will make projects like this unaffordable. I caught up by phone with the president of Saville's company to talk about this. Joe Morinville says when rumors about a potential tariff began to circulate in late 2016, companies with projects in the works stocked up on panels.
They bought everything the market had available because they didn't want to get stuck, you know, buying these modules at a 30% tariff.
He noticed prices for some parts climbed 26% before Trump even announced the tariff. So he's not anticipating a major swing in price going forward because it has already happened. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.